Indie Can Music presents the Toronto Indie Scene, your backstage pass to indie music life in Southern Ontario. I'm Joe Chisholm. Our guest co-host is Andrea Morris. Dwayne Free of Sunrise Records is here, but first, live from Indie Can Studios, Toronto's Tin Bangs.
We're Tin Bangs from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is He's So Pretty.
Red leather heels on the floor. Fishy tights telling me I'm becoming bored. We were the life and times of this place. We've fallen from grace. But I am a man and I can understand what you're doing to me. And I am a man and I can understand. You're doing to me in my life. You're twisting the knife. But you're so pretty. You're twisting the knife. But you're so
everybody. I first want to say I'm pleased to have with me as my guest host, Andrea Morris from AM to FM Promotions. Andrea, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what you do for a living?
Well, AM to FM Promotions is an independent radio promotions company, so I work with bands like the Tin Bangs, When You're Ready, and basically try to get independent music played on the radio.
And she's hard to say no to.
Exactly.
Tin Bangs, welcome to Indie Can. Glad to have you here. I've been waiting for this for a while, and I know we've tried to work it out, and sounding great.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
So you've been busy. You've been on the road a little bit. Just came back from New York recently.
That's right. Yeah.
Expensive city to park in, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it could have been if we had paid our parking tickets, but. But otherwise, it was okay. Actually, it was cool.
Where'd you play?
We played the Annex on the Lower East Side, and we played with bands that probably a lot of your listeners will know about. Aberdeen City from Texas,
Boston.
And the Hourly Radio from Texas, and Susu from New York City. It was a killer show. It was really good.
Well, have to do it again then.
Absolutely. November, actually.
Now, we just heard He's So Pretty. I told you earlier, I haven't had a good song like that since Walk on the Wild Side. Where did that song come from? What motivated it?
like lyrically wise?
Yeah.
It was a story, really, and it's, I mean, Toronto, going out in Toronto, it's like the, you know, the whole bar scene is you're going out and you're meeting girls and you're like whatever, trying to become friendly with girls as the night progresses. And it's a story about, it's a guy who picks up a transvestite and takes her home and finds out that in fact it's a man, but you know, but he's so pretty, so it's a, like a major disappointment, right?
I have to tell you, when I listened to it, when I listened to your stuff on MySpace, I just burst out laughing.
Yeah,
it really,
totally.
It's it was completely unexpected, and I started laughing. I was like, okay, that's really clever. But then I thought, but then the other thing that hit me was like, okay, are the rest of the songs going to be like that, and is it going to be like that novelty thing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy to hear that they weren't. I mean, not to say that I don't like that song. I love it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
You don't want to get like... How the Odds were kind of always that band that just had heterosexual man, and that was all they were known for.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it reminds me of a scene in Trainspotting. Great movie.
Yeah, totally. Actually, yeah, very much so.
So how did you guys find each other? How did Tin Bangs come to be?
We were walking down the street one day. Ben used to live in Queen West, and we were... I think we just stopped in for a beer and got to talking, and I'd always wanted to be in a band, and I think Ben was chomping at the bit to get things going here in the city. He'd just been in the city for a few months, I think, and we thought, why not? Let's try it out. We got together with a couple other guys, and in a matter of, I don't know, a couple months, things were coming together really well, and just went from there.
You're from Alliston originally,
yeah.
And did you move here to make it in the music business or just to get out of Alliston?
Just to get the hell out of Alliston. Yeah, this is a big city, man. It's a big city. But what the previous two guys we were playing with are gone. So we've been with Brian since January, basically, which is when we sort of really started to be a band. You know, sort of like. You know, sort of stopped sort of screwing around and actually tried to do something legitimate. And then Robbie's been with us for like about a month.
How do you like them so far, Robbie?
They're all right, I guess. Sorry, I'm apparently a heavy breather. So they're all right.
Now you have a pretty good gig going at the Mod Club. You're almost the house band there.
Yeah, totally.
How did that work out? Because that's a pretty hot place to play.
Yeah,
we do love that stage.
How did it work out? I think it's beautiful. To tell you the truth, like we promote like crazy for it. I mean, we focus a lot on postering. We focus a lot on
filling up that guest list,
and all that kind of stuff. So when the first couple times we played there, you know, we had sort of 300, 400 person guest lists and just plastered the city with the Mod Club. And you know, it's a great way to get on a great side of. A club owner is just to do a lot of work for him.
Well, musically, it's a good fit as well because I can hear a lot of British influences in what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, in that said, who do you listen to? Like, who are your favorite bands?
I'm a big Pixies fan.
I could tell, yeah.
That, and then I like a lot of early punk stuff. I think that.
Yeah, like Joy Division, Buzzcocks, yeah. The Damned, a lot of that stuff. I just love it.
Yeah, it's pretty evident. I could kind of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we wear influences on our sleeves. Like, yeah, for sure.
Brian
but without
and Robbie,
being too derivative, which is good.
Right, yeah. Right. They still sound like something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brian and Robbie, what do you listen to?
Well, I guess I was a later addition to the band, and I have different influences, although we listen to the same things now, too. I listen to a lot of, say, The Clash. Love them. They'd probably be my favorite band. But... a lot of things.
A little bit of electronica as well, actually.
Yeah, the Postal Service I listen to quite faithfully, daily.
I'll promote the CanCon and say Weaker Than's, Plaskett, Sloan.
Yeah, for sure.
Good man. How's it going? Are you where you want to be as a band? Are you happy with your progress to date? And what's the future hold in store, do you hope, for Tin Bangs?
I think we're quite happy with, yeah. I mean, since I've joined this band and, you know, 8 months ago or whatever, we've been making a good hard push at things and definitely happy with where we are. But, you know, got our got our hopes high for what's coming in the future as well. So we've got pretty far with it, but hoping to do a lot more.
Yeah, I don't think we're even close to where we want to be.
Yeah, doors keep opening, which is
but
nice.
But yeah, I mean, things keep happening, and we're moving forward quickly, by all accounts.
You have an EP out.
We do, yeah.
And how long has that been available?
That's been available since May 15th, I guess, about.
And so, how's it moving?
It's good. We're top 15 in Calgary, actually. and we're getting radio play over in Britain on XFM. We're getting radio play here on 102. So, I mean, it's getting around. I guess these things take time to sort of move around to get to people you want to get to. But yeah, it's good. It's getting played, and it's getting sold, and it's good.
And MySpace seems to be working out for you great as a marketing tool.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, behind the scenes, how actively do you work that? Is that just organic growth, or you have some street person there knocking on doors for you? How are you working the internet?
We're the street people.
We are the street people, yeah.
It's all us. Yeah. We're on there. We like check out bands we like, you know, add them, that kind of stuff. It's our interest's sake. Anyway, there's so much else going on out there too that you don't know what kinds of opportunities will present themselves, especially in a place like that, that sort of online forum.
Yeah, it's true. We got promoters contact us for shows through MySpace now. Like, it's, you know, Marta, either Marta's email or like the Constant Crush email or our MySpace is how all communication with like promoters and club owners and stuff gets done now. It's crazy.
I don't think they had any idea what kind of impact MySpace would have.
No.
Yeah, really.
No,
yeah,
way.
I think there were like, you know, 500,000 people on it, and then all of a sudden there was a million people on it.
And I was like 80 million or something. Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's really something.
It's crazy. This song is called Animal Mother. We'll be right back.
Now, let's talk about working with Michael McKenzie. How did that work out for you?
Punishing.
It was pure punishment.
Yeah. We sat there. We went and did a lot of our drum takes for the EP live at a studio in the West End. And we went to his studio and did an individual instrumental parts. And he sat there in this hot little room and he
humiliated
us, belittled us, and told us exactly what he thought of the way we were playing this song.
Yeah. But, and made us 10 times the band we were before we went into the
one
studio.
One of our favorite people.
Yeah, he absolutely is. He was so cruelly honest throughout the whole process. But in terms of how the record, the EP turned out, we're like super happy with it, and he did a heck of a job. Right. It was good. Yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd recommend him to someone else who needs a good punishing experience. Yeah,
no question. Yeah. No
shake
question.
Themselves out.
He'll make you a better player, singer, band.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, where we did the overdubs was upstairs. So we'd say we were going up into hell when it was time to do our overdubs.
Yeah, I think I heard you talking about it or something like that. It was a crummy little room, but you just felt totally at home there.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was good. It was just one-on-one, and we just banged through it.
Let's talk a little bit about the song Shake. How did that song come down, and how do crowds respond to it?
Live is killer. Totally kills. The way it came about was 15 minutes in the studio, and it just came together so quickly, and it's one of those songs that really wrote itself.
It's one of those good Paul McCartney, John Lennon stories, you know?
Yeah, totally.
You know,
totally. Boom. It was sort of four people in a room, literally bang out a song. And then when Robbie came, he just kind of had it already. It was automatic. It's automatic. It's crazy, yeah.
Did you just come up with one line or something and then build the song around that? Or
pretty much. The lead riff or whatever. And then the vocals just begs for a scream, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And you do. You belt it out and you lay it on the line.
You know,
it's out there. It's hope you like us because this is it, right?
Yeah.
You know, nothing left on
totally.
The table.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No cards under the sleeve. This is us.
No, definitely leave it all on stage.
And I think that would be hearts on the sleeve, wouldn't it, rather than card on the sleeve.
I was trying to use the analogy, you know, the card player analogy. It didn't work very well. It'll probably be edited out. Thank you very much.
No ace up your sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Not hiding anything.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Thank God
You're
this
welcome.
Isn't live.
No, yeah. Shake is our ace. We play it every night.
Yeah, totally.
And where can fans find your EP?
Fans can find us at, in Toronto, your local record store, independent record store, Rotate This, Soundscapes, Sonic Boom. And you can find it also at HMV and online through MySpace or through IndiePool, which is where we got it manufactured and printed and stuff.
So that means you're on Pure Tracks, you're on iTunes.
Yes,
and
all of that.
Of the
absolutely,
digital.
Yeah.
Yep. Distributors as
yep,
well.
Absolutely.
And I would recommend people go see you. So what's your website? How can they keep track of Tin Bangs?
Website, your best bet to sort of preview tracks and stuff as well is MySpace, of course. MySpace.com/TinBangs.
Well, great.
And if you like it, send us a message and we'll put you on the next guest list.
Come to the show, we'll get you a disc.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a pretty good deal, audience. Well, thanks, Tin Bangs, for coming in.
Thank you. Sounds
great, and looking forward to closing. Let's close with Shake, shall we?
Sure, sounds good. This is Tin Bangs from Toronto, Canada, officially thanking IndieCan for the time in Redline Studios in Toronto, Canada. Here's to you. You got a great thing going. This is Shake off our debut EP, Heavy Handed Darling. Turn me off. There's no impressing you.
I'm Dwayne Free, Director of Store Operations for Sunrise Records, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
You don't have to please everybody, just as long as you please yourself, baby. You can do what you like, it's all right by me. We're just two people, fabulous disasters, stranded in the eye of the storm. Baby, you can do what you like, it's all right by me. Somewhere
What's up, everybody? This is Robbie Butcher from Tin Bangs. You're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
We just heard Peeler with the song Pretty Little Thing. Before that was Mirror, a song called So Far, and the set started off with The Vibrants, a song called Beauty. Peeler, how'd they get their name?
Peeler is actually a guy by the name of Craig Peeling, and his band is called Peeler. He's a solo artist. I think he's from Kitchener, but don't quote me on that. And he's fantastic. Like, he's one of these kind of guys that I'm excited to work with because he's quit his job so that he can actually pursue music full time. And I think that's fantastic when someone is so passionate about music that they just chuck it all in and that's where they put all their focus. And his record is completely self-financed and I think it's really good. It's very well produced. The songs are catchy and the whole thing, I mean, there's not a bad track on it. It's really, really good.
What's the story on Mirror?
Mirror's a band I've been working with for about 3 years now. They're from Halifax. I really like this band a lot. They're one of my favorite artists to work with, and I'm really looking forward to the next record as being the one that actually breaks them.
Oh, cool. So we got something to look forward to there.
Yeah, definitely. I was just out in Halifax this past summer seeing them along with a man by the name of Nathan Brenner, who used to manage Men at Work and Crowded House.
Yeah.
And Nathan and our other business partner, Alan Oaken, who was the vice president of A&R at A&M Records back in the day, the three of us went and spent a lot of time with the band and gave them some hints on songwriting and on things they needed to do in order to actually achieve the success that they're capable of. So I'm really, really looking forward to hearing what they have to what they come up with on their next project.
Now, right off the top was the Vibrants, and I've only known them for 20 minutes. I checked them out on MySpace, and what a great sound. It was immediately infectious.
I love this band. I was introduced to them prior to North by Northeast. During Canadian Music Week, Dwayne and I actually had made friends with a band called The Wombats. We went to see them when they played at Canadian Music Week and fell in love with The Wombats. They were, without a doubt, one of the best bands I saw during CMW. And their manager actually emailed me and said, hey, there's this band coming over called The Vibrants. Maybe you should hang out with them and see if you can help them out in any way. And they got in contact with me, and I saw them live and was completely blown away. I like their work ethic. I like the fact that everywhere I run around town, I saw people wearing Vibrants buttons and wearing Vibrants t-shirts. They were just giving their t-shirts away and really promoted themselves, and ended up the whole time they were here getting about 3 or 4 extra gigs because they just work so hard. And they're going to be back for Canadian Music Week in March.
What do you got next for us?
What do I have next?
I think it has something to do with God Made Me Funky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a record that is actually quite different than anything you probably play on IndieCan.
Our listeners
I think you guys
adjust.
Can dig this. God Made Me Funky are one of the hardest working bands I know. These guys are currently on tour in Canada. I think they're on the East Coast right now. And they are just so much fun live. They're a hoot. There's like 10 of them on stage, and they're kind of like Canadian Black Eyed Peas, that sort of energy.
Okay.
But they're just so much fun, and these guys work so hard, and I love that about them as well. This song, One More Time, and I'm currently working to CHR Radio, which is Top 40 Radio, and it's in the top 60 at the moment. I'm looking forward to it climbing even higher, so everybody, you know, request it from your local radio stations. It's a really great tune. I love this band, and the record is just so cool.
They have a real retro look, like on their website. It looks
it's very
like,
70s
you know,
funk.
Absolutely.
And what a great name, God Made Me Funky.
You know?
Like, I can't wait to wear one of their t-shirts.
Yourself up on the grind, back then rock them different times. Can't come back one day to rhyme. I spent my dime run down the line. Y'all could feel this different state. Rock every mic I could today. Your time's up, don't hesitate. Chopping suckers off like Norman Bates. Yeah. My big league rhyme is a major rap. Federal time from call with dad. Like Coltrane, my style is black. Soggy MCs better give it back. Get yourself to a conscious state. Free your mind like hold up, wait.
4, 3.
When I was on the grind, eating every beat you and I'm in the rhymes. Ordinary rap, homie in the cloud, and we don't play that. Born by the same old track. New brand new, respond, react. State of mind, state's a state of fact. GMMF is straight up fat. Rock about Bree and the boys in back. I let your backbone slide, sacroiliac.
Must stay hard, never got enough tissue. Blow your mind soon, now you know the issue. One more time, yo, Al, let's get it. God made funky, and I'ma set it now. Give me any rhythm, and I'ma work it. Here to make moves and positions on the circuit. Here to put heat on all competition. Special like Ed's, they stay on the mission. Listen.
Get all that bumping off your brain.
y'all. You know where we at. One more time. God made me fuck you. THR, Mr. Thrust, the Rhyme Reverend, signing off. Easy.
Sitting on the back porch on a cloudless summer night, sipping silk and resting, thought the bugs could use a bite. See you doing dishes through the curtains in the kitchen window. Simple things like that help out more than you could ever know.
Okay, we just heard Krista D with the song Extraordinary. Krista is on MySpace and actually contacted me, and obviously, Andrea, she's contacted you too. What's your relationship with Krista?
Well, Krista had contacted Diane Foy from Skylight Entertainment via MySpace, and Diane and I work very closely together, and Krista was looking for someone to do radio promo for her, so Diane put her in contact with me. I listened to her music, and Extraordinary, the song that we just heard, is going to be the single that we'll be working to radio in October.
How much harder is it for someone from New Brunswick to have people pay attention to them than an artist who's in Toronto, for instance?
I actually don't think it's any harder at all, because there's a really vibrant scene out on the East Coast. And actually, East Coast radio is so much more supportive of their local artists than I think Toronto radio is. I've worked a lot of different Toronto artists to commercial radio, and they're just like, yeah, so what? You know, they're like, you know, well, we've got our indie programs, we've got this going on, we've got that. But an indie program can only get you so far, and it doesn't get you enough spins to matter in chart positions, whereas East Coast commercial radio stations will actually really embrace an artist and really get behind them and really break them. And I think that's incredibly valuable.
And she's definitely doing her legwork. I mean, she's out there.
She's a great gal. You know what? She's incredibly talented. She writes amazing songs, and she's really, really hardworking. And I love to work with people like that, that really work hard and that are just out there knocking down every door and every opportunity. And she asks a lot of questions, and I think that's great, too. It's like you can't learn if you don't ask. And I really am excited to work this track because she's fantastic.
Excellent. Well, speaking of hardworking, we have with us as our industry insider, Dwayne Free, Director of Store Operations for Sunrise Records. Welcome to IndieCan.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Dwayne, hardworking? What? No.
Was this news to you? I get the impression you're in your car all the time, you know, store to store to store.
I am definitely on the road a fair bit, a couple days a week in head office, and otherwise I'm on the road visiting stores, and that's where I should be because that's where the action is.
Woohoo! Now, do you find, you know, a lot of people that these days talk about the slump in retail on that, you know, that there's such there's a lack of sales in music. Do you find that to be true, or do you think the trend is changing?
No, absolutely. Sales are sluggish throughout the entire industry. You can talk to retailers out there. You can talk to distributors out there, and it's all been hurting over the last few months. What's to blame for that? I think there's a number of things to blame for that.
Well, what would they be?
Well, I think people are getting their music for free, whether it's burning CDs from their friends or downloading. We've just now introduced, is it Spiral Frog, with Universal and EMI fully on board, so all their catalog now is free, pretty much, for anybody to download. So it is definitely hurting retail.
How is retail fighting back? What adjustments are they making in the marketplace?
Well, one of the scary things that we as retailers are doing is we're selling our product below cost.
Wow!
If you look at any ad, whether it's HMV or Sunrise or Music World, what have you, you're going to see CDs advertised at $9.99 on the day of release. So guaranteed that coming this Tuesday, you'll see Justin Timberlake advertised at $9.99. And that's well below cost.
Now, you know, a lot of people that are listening might not understand what you're saying when you say below cost. Can you kind of just explain that just a little bit? Like, what would you buy that CD in for?
Well, generally, I'm not going to pick on Sony BMG or Universal or as far as pricing, but an average cost for a CD would be around $13. So
that's what you're paying for.
We as Sunrise Records would pay $13 for a CD, and generally, new release day, if it's a decent release, we want to try and make a little bit of money, but the way the market's going, especially in Canada. People expect a CD to sell for $14.99, and if it's more than $14.99, they're a little bit hesitant to pull out the extra money. There's not really anything consignment anymore in the industry.
Okay.
You cut a purchase order for whatever it is, 5,000 Justin Timberlake CDs, and that bill comes in 30 days.
So, what do you do? Do you sell more DVDs? Do you sell more movies? How do you adjust?
Well, and that's a challenge for retailers out there. We at Sunrise Records have expanded our assortment to include a variety of, I'll call them collectibles. So you can get your Freddie Mercury doll. You can get your Kurt Cobain doll. You can get your Johnny Cash figure. You can get the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. You can get the Napoleon Dynamite figures and mints and what have you. So we're taking those accessories or collectibles or fun toys, and we're bringing them into the store, hoping that we can offset the loss of profitability when it comes to selling CDs and DVDs.
Has the 99 cent song really made a difference? In other words, you know, people think there's 12 tracks on this. It should be $12 because that's what I would pay if I downloaded it.
I'm sure it's had an impact, but I don't think that's the reason that we're hurting. I'm sure it's a small percentage of why things are hurting, but no.
OK, because when I buy a CD, it's for a lot of things. One, sound quality and packaging. I'm still interested in interesting packaging ideas.
I am as well. And I also want to be able to listen to the whole thing and hear somebody's concept and not just the songs I hear on the radio. You know, I want to hear those filler tunes as well.
What's the relationship between Sunrise and indie artists? And would you say it's any different than it would be with other retailers?
Well, right now, Sunrise, we have a very select number of artists that on consignment in a few of our stores. It hasn't done overly well for us. We are looking at hopefully in 2007 getting hooked up with IndiePool, and all the artists that are represented through IndiePool we hope to represent on our system. So we won't necessarily carry the product in our store, but it will be something that you'll be able to order when you come in to a Sunrise, and that should hopefully appear in 2007.
And individual stores, then, if they wanted to pick up a particular artist, they could go ahead and do that.
Currently, there are stores in our chain that are doing consignment for local bands. So again, the success hasn't been that great on them. I do have to say, I used to work in Halifax, and Andrea alluded to earlier about the radio scene out there and how they support their artists out on the East Coast. And living and working in Halifax, it was so evident that music is the East Coast. And so we actually had a huge consignment department in the store that I worked in, and we did extremely well with that product, but it was very cumbersome. It was very time consuming. We needed a full-time employee to take care of that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why indie music doesn't move in a retail environment, is that because it doesn't have the big machine behind it promoting it, or do you blame the music? Or
no, it's all about marketing and promotion. And again, Andrea alluded to earlier, somebody who's out there knocking down every door and working their tail off doing this gig. Maybe they're only playing in front of four people, but they're going to go out and give it their all. And doing what it takes to get your name out there, you know what? That's what's going to sell the music. If a band comes in and puts a CD in a store, but there's no work, blood, sweat, and tears behind that package, that CD, it's going nowhere. You need to be heard. And so the bands really are responsible for breaking through. And, you know, once they do break through, then there's maybe some money from some of those big guys out there.
Yeah, so they got to be out there. They got to be playing. They got to create the need. It's not like people are going to pick it up because it's a cool looking package.
Absolutely,
and pay
absolutely.
$15 for it.
Absolutely, and you know what? Playing music, music is fun, and so you take that fun and you just build on it, and it can work out.
Do you still love music? Being in the business as long as you have,
I love music. I love music. I am not a singer, but I find myself singing morning, noon, and night. I think music's the greatest thing in the world.
You know, if you love music, then buy it.
Yeah, that's the message.
If you love music, please buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not that expensive. It's cheap entertainment.
Well,
it's
if you think about it, it's
the least expensive exactly. country to buy music. Canada is the least expensive place to buy music.
And if you think about the number of times that you listen to your favorite CDs over and over and over again, it really is value for money.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like you buy a DVD and you watch it twice.
Or sometimes I buy them and never watch them, but I listen to my music all the time, so.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
A wealth of knowledge, and it was great to share some of your insights with our listeners. Thank you.
Terrific.
Hey, Dane, you should give out your email address as well in case people actually, the indie bands, are listening and want some advice or want to invite you to a show because
Absolutely.
I go out to shows with you all the time.
It's dfree@sunriserecords.com.
Excellent. And thanks for making yourself available.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks again to Dwayne for coming in and talking to us. I certainly found it really useful to get his perspective on the music scene. And thank you, Andrea, for coming in and co-hosting for me. It was great to have
you. My pleasure.
No, yeah, you really add some energy. So you got one more.
One last track.
Okay, what are we listening to now?
This is an artist that I've worked with. Again, I've worked with Dan Politano for a couple of years now. He's a singer-songwriter from Victoria, BC. Dan is a very talented singer-songwriter. He writes really good hooks, and the song that we're going to hear, Smile, was a track that was actually featured on Falcon Beach, and a song that I think should actually be a bigger hit than it was, because it's just so catchy, and it's a really great tune.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it, and just thanks to all our loyal listeners, and welcome to our new college listeners. I hope you like us.
Oh, wait, and by the way, I should say, too, any indie bands out there that want to get in touch with me, several ways to do
Please
it.
Do.
I actually have a MySpace. It's AM to FM Promotions. You can also email me at Andrea@AM2FM.com, or conversely, I also have a Simpatico address, which is Andrea.Morris@Simpatico.ca. Don't forget to put the dot between Andrea and Morris, otherwise I'll never get the email. But do contact me, send me your music. I'm always looking for new bands to work with. I'm always looking to be excited about, you know, maybe next time I'm here I'll play your music, because I love music. I love seeing new bands, and when something really excites me, I never shut up about it, which is good.
By day's end, you'll find a link to AM to FM Promotions at www.indycan.com, so you can get in touch with Andrea there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe I could see you smile. Maybe I could see you smile. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an IndieCan music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.